All right. Today, we're going to be talking about the topic is relentless faith. Come on now. How many of us out there actually are walking in relentlessness when it comes to anything that we're believing God for? So today, as I bring forth the word of God, I believe that there will be many people that will be healed, set free, and delivered, and they'll have a different change of mindset of how they even been thinking about believing and standing on the word of God. Now, we're going to start here, and we're going to pick up in the Word of God of Romans 4, 17 through 21, and we're going to be talking about Abraham. So it says here in the Word of God, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. This is the Father speaking to Abram, okay? He said, in the presence of him who he believed God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things that do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, believe, so that he became, hallelujah, the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And one thing that Abraham did, it said that he was not weak in faith. Oh my gosh, because he did not even consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Now, I have a word from the Lord for the viewers that are out here. Now, there are many of you that are out there that you know that God has given you a word. Come on now. My question for you, are you relentless in your faith, believing that you received the moment that God gave you that word for you, for your life, the mandate for your life, the assignment for your life, the purpose for your life? He may have given that to some of you guys at a young age, and you may have gotten to a certain time and point in life where you said, is this word going to ever come to pass? If God said it, then you have to walk in it, believe, and say, Father, I thank you. I believe everything that you said. I'm lining up with your word. I'm lining up with the plan and purposes and everything that you have for my life. So there's something that we must do. So in Genesis 12, 1 through 3, I'm laying down the word of God for you. I'm giving you the word for you to be able to take hold of the word of God for yourself, to be able to rehearse it, to be able to meditate on it, to be able to get it into you, so that when circumstances and situations arise that are contrary to what you are believing God for, it's going to be the word of God that's going to come out of your mouth, and not what you're experiencing, not what somebody said, not what it looks like, because faith calleth those things that be not as though they were. So we're going to Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. That's a promise. Some of you guys are in environments. Some of you guys have people that are around you that you need to move yourself from, because what are they doing? They are bringing you down. What are they doing? They're causing you to get off track. What are they doing? They're causing you not to be focused on what God told you to do. So you need to be careful over the people that are around you, your circle, the people that, that speak into your life. Because God said, I will show you, Abram, the things that I have for you. Not only that, he said, I will. Come on, that's an absolute I will, my gosh, make you a great nation. And then God said to Abram, I will bless you, and and make your name great. And here we go. And you shall be a blessing. These are all promises that God gave Abram. And not only did he say that he shall be a blessing, it said that he said, I will bless those, Abram, who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, Abram, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. There is a specific word that God has given to each and every one of us. We must take hold of the promise that what God has already said. Come on now. Do you believe that you receive everything that God has told you to do? Then there needs to be some corresponding actions that we are walking in, that we are manifesting in our everyday everyday life. I'm going to break down some things right here for you because we're talking about having relentless faith. When you're relentless about something, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's like you have that bulldog faith. Hey, I'm holding on. I'm standing. I'm not letting go till I get everything that you promised me. Glory to God. There's sometimes that you got to war in the realm of the spirit to pray through things. Come on. Because sometimes there are things that are unseen that could be opposition or bringing things to try to block and try to impede. But we must know that the greater one, hey, glory to God, lives within us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We must know and recognize that God has delegated to us, oh my gosh, authority, dominion, and power. When you don't know that, when you don't have the revelation of that, you'll settle for anything. Are you hearing me what I'm saying? We got to stop settling for the leftovers in life, for the less than in life. When God wants us to be blessed exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Why? Because it takes money to build the kingdom of God. Come on now. There's too many people that are settling for less, thinking that they're being humble. No, boo. I'm telling you, seriously, you just being ignorant of the word. Ooh. I'm saying it. I'm not holding back. I'm not backing down on what I'm saying. Because some people that are listening today need to get free. My gosh. Get freed up from religious devils. That's right. I said it. Religious devils that are keeping you bound up, keeping you poor, keeping you broke. My gosh. Barely getting along when God wants us to be blessed exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. Not living on Grumble Alley. My gosh. And barely making it lame. But prosperity lane, what? For the furtherance of the kingdom. It's not all about us. God doesn't just bless us just for us to hoard it all over ourselves, but to be able to be a blessing, to be able to sow for the kingdom, to be able to sow in somebody's life, to be able to make a difference in somebody else. Because you know what? There are people that God specifically put around each and every one of you, hello, to be an influence in their life. My gosh. So then when people begin to see your life, you'll be able to testify and let them know, hey, if it wasn't for God in my life, he's the one that brought me to where I am. Would you like me to introduce you to him? Come on. Who wants to sit up there and serve somebody that has a broke God? The God that we serve is not broke. Hello? He owns the cattle on a thousand hill. There's nothing broke. There's nothing missing about God. There is no lack in God. Come on. When we have the revelation, this is not even in my nose. I'm just flowing in the Holy Ghost. All right. When we know who we are and who we are connected to and that we have a covenant, come on, with God, that means whatever belongs to God belongs to us. Whatever belongs to us is supposed to belong to God. So if we are connected with God, there is no lack in God. So something is missing. We got to know how to draw on and pull on our heavenly account that's in heaven. Glory to God. There is no shortages in heaven. Everything we need, we got to know how to pray that down. Pray it down here on the earth. How many knows that nothing happens, nothing manifests unless we pray it through? If our mouths are shut, nothing's going to happen. Hello, my gosh. Let me go on with this message today. Let me break down the ABCs of faith. A means we need to believe the word of God. In Mark 11:24, the word of God says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing that you receive it and you shall have it. Come on. We must realize that faith begins where the will of God is known. If you don't know what the will of God is for your life, then you have no faith to apply to nothing because you don't know where you're going. My gosh. So the only way that you're going to know what God has for you to do is you got to go to him. He's like the manufacturer of who you are. He knows why he created you. He knows why he purposed you. He knows the destiny that he has for your life. But you can't go to somebody else. Well, do you think I'm called to do? They didn't create you. They don't know who God created you for. The only one that knows what they created you for your purpose, is to go to Him Himself, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the only one that knows, oh my gosh, the intricate details about you, the anointing that's on your life, the plans, the purposes that the Father has for your life. He's the only one that knows. Stop asking other people what you think. What you think I should do? They don't know. That's why you got to go to your daddy. He's the one that created you. He know why He created you. It isn't enough just to know the word of God. Hello? Devils know the word of God too. Did you know that? The devil knows the word of God too, but there's a difference between us and the devil, okay? We need to believe the word of God, and not only believe it, but we got to act on it. Hello? You could have all this word, and it's just sitting up there, and you're not doing nothing with it. Nothing's going to happen in your life. There will be no manifestation that you're believing God for because you're not acting on it. Faith without works is dead. My gosh. So you may have a question out there today. You may ask this question, okay, so how do I get to the place where I believe God's word over everything else? Ooh, that's a good place to be. That's a good question. I'm going to say it again. You may have this question. So how do I get to the place where I can believe God's word over everything else? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I got the answer for you today. One is by spending time in the Word of God every day. You know, so many people, they just use the Bible like they put it like it's an artifact or something. So when people come over, they can see, you know, that white Bible, you know, sitting on the coffee table, and you know it's collected dust because you haven't cracked it open since you bought it, which is probably years ago. Okay, well, how are we going to learn the Word of God when we just using the Bible as an artifact, or you just crack it open on Sunday? Ooh, I'm not fussing nobody. I'm just telling truth. Okay, glory to God. Let's go on. So, by spending time in the Word of God every day. See, when we read, when we meditate on His Word, come on, it's like we are filling ourselves up. The reason why so many people are so down and barely make it is because they do not have spend time in the Word of God. But the more and more that you spend time filling yourself up, it's like a filling tank, it's like a fuel tank. You begin to start flowing and overflowing with the Word of God. Because how many know what you put in is going to come out? Oh my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. All right, we got to speak the Word of God. We must speak the Word of God. In Mark 11:23, it says, "For surely I say to you, whoever says, you got to speak to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt," that's a key, "in his heart, but believes that those things he says, it will be done, he will have whatsoever he says." What are you speaking out of your mouth? Are you speaking to the mountains in your life? Are you telling it where it needs to go? Ooh, that's just some instruction, because our words are powerful. Words aren't just for communication. Words release power. Words create the heavens and earth. Will we realize that? Words, the words of God, from the mouth of God, created the heaven and the earth. That's why what you say and what you don't say is important. Hello, 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 hello. I'm getting ready to wrap this up. I'm going to wrap this up. Come on, we're going to hit it like bam. Okay, see, we must act on the Word of God. I just said that a minute ago. It is very important that we must act on the Word of God. If we just sit up there and say, "Ooh, that was a good word," but you ain't doing nothing with it, you're not going to have no results. The results that you are anticipating to have. Faith without works is dead. Faith is a action word. There's something that you must do in order for things to come to pass. Amen and amen. My gosh. So what do we do? It also means to expect what God said is coming to pass. If we really believe what God said, we're going to start acting like it. Hello? Some people say, you know, well, I just prayed about such and such. And then the next minute after they came out of prayer, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Well, you know what? It's probably not. It's because you didn't believe that you received the moment that you pray. So when you believe that you receive the moment that you pray, start acting like it. Start doing something that you've never done before. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I just ran out of time here. This has been an exciting time to be on here at the broadcast. But remember, we must keep and maintain a relentless faith, not backing down, not giving up, not retreating, but moving forward and doing everything that God said for us to do.